Flying the Flag, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Whether there's a patriotic holiday or not, U.S. post offices almost always have flag stamps in stock. It's what most mailers prefer, to the point where when a customer walks up to the counter and says, "Give me a book of stamps," the clerk will automatically pull out a flag stamp. The public expects that whatever else the Postal Service is putting on its stamps, art, flowers, history, pop culture, there's a flag stamp at the forever rate. Sometimes there may be more than one design available. A previous year's flag stamp may still be in stock, along with the latest release. If you don't want a flag design, you'll probably have to say, "What else do you have available?" or "Do you have this one?" Flag stamps are usually produced in a variety of formats, booklets of 10 or 20, rolls, sheets, and sometimes even special panes for purchase in ATMs. In recent years, the U.S. Postal Service has issued designs that incorporate the stars and stripes, such as the extra ounce Uncle Sam's hat, or the flag used in objects like art or children's toys. But there's always a stamp of just the U.S. flag. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.